Just a few more halachot in the laws of Boreh. First halacha, a person has a salad. And the salad is tomatoes, and there's lettuce, and there's onions. And this person doesn't care for the onions. Doesn't like them. So wants to pick the onions out, one by one, in order to select them, or to separate them. Since this is considered pesolet, although it's a relative pesolet, because he's not interested in it, it's a pesolet nonetheless, and that would be asur to do on Shabbat, which cannot take the bad from the good. However, if let's say somebody on the table with you likes to eat the onions, so you're being borer the onions, you're giving it to him. So since you're borering it for somebody that's going to eat it, so that's considered borer ochel from ochel, and therefore it's permissible. That's what Achamah Vadiyah writes in Shabbat, Chelek Dalet, on page Kuf Pechet, in the Tziyunim, on the bottom. Furthermore, let's say a person has in the salad lettuce. Some of the pieces are spoiled. So he wants to pull out the spoiled pieces of lettuce and to keep the fresh ones. Since they're not edible, or they're edible but only to difficulty, that's considered psolet, and it was going to be asur as well. That's the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat B'Shalach Shana Bet Odvav. Yirakor, sheesh behem me'opashim, kegon karpas ve'karter, lo yibrora me'opashim min ha'tovim. You cannot take the bad leaves from the good ones, ela yibrora tovim. Now this is only talking about when they're separate. But let's say you have a head of lettuce, and the outer leaves are spoiled, so you want to pull them off. According to halakha, it's mutar, because you can't get to the good ones unless you take away the bad ones. That would be no different than peeling fruit on Shabbat, which we say is permissible. And that's what the Ben Ish Chai says as well. That's only talking about it's forbidden to take the bad from the good when they're separate. We're like the lettuce. You can take off the mu'pashim, the ones that are spoiled on the outer layer, and then you can take the ones that are good that are underneath it. That's the normal derech of eating. Now there would be another question was asked on Shabbat: is it permissible to check lettuce for bugs? Which means you want to look at it in the sun, let's say, and you find the bug and you want to pull the bug off. So Achamah Vadiyah writes in Kuf Tzadi Aleph in the Tziyuni, Mutar Libdog B'Shabbat Alehasa Im En Alehem Tola'im V'in Nimsa Alehem Tola'at Gedola Ksad. You find a bug on it, let's say, Mutar Lassira Min Alim. You can pull it off. Ki Atola'at Omedet B'Fnei Atzma. The bug is considered not mixed up with the lettuce. It's on top of it. And it was not considered borer. What about mukseh? Isn't the bug mukseh? The bug is not mukseh. That's what Hakam writes over here. That just like the poskim talked about taking a bug out of the wine on Shabbat, so therefore, similarly, it's permissible because this is the way you're eating it. You're not going to be able to eat the food. Shekol, she'ochem mit'akev ayinah mukseh. If the food cannot be accessed because there's a mukseh item, the rabbis will not go there on such a mukseh. And therefore, it's permissible to take the bug off the lettuce on Shabbat. Last but not least, he writes from the Rama in Siman Shin Bet Seif Aleph that let's say a person on his garment, he has some feathers. And he wants to pull the feathers off his garment on Shabbat. That's not a problem of borer. Or, for example, let's say a person has a beard, and some of his food is in his beard, like it happens. And the person now wants to take out the food stuff from his psolet, but that's not considered borer as well. And therefore, he writes, שמותר להסיד דבר מאחר וכיוצא בו שנפל בתוך הזקן ושאין בזה משום בורא.